TJ, I ordered this pizza over 2 hours ago.
Yeah, it's not coming, dude.
It's been over 2 hours, and I'm still... If it doesn't come, I'm going to flip fucking shit.
It's not coming.
I'm going to turn into a friggin' Karen around these parts.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Five Hall Fantasy Hockey Podcast. I'm your host today, TJ Branson. With me, Zachary Vogel.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
I went with a sexy hey, hey, hey.
It worked. You could drown a toddler in my pants right now.
Got your boner pants on.
Ooh-wee. Okay, so we got the week preview for you guys. If you want to get in contact with us, we're on Twitter at FHF Hockey. We are in the Discord at our respective names. You're ZB Vogel. I'm TJ Rogers Rogerson. So hit us up, ping us if you like. And okay, so I mean, what do we got going on first? News and notes and injuries and all that. What do we I know I took Nick Ehlers back onto my lineups this week and he didn't waste any time. But what else you got for us?
There's been quite a few people coming back, and a lot of people that are coming back off of injury, I've noticed, are jumping right the fuck into it.
Yeah.
You know, Valerie Nichushkin, he came back last night to the tune of 2 assists. That's pretty sweet dick. Sorry to Alex Newhook, but he still got 1 assist last night in that same game. So, like, Alex Newhook still hit anyway. But what I've been looking at, what I'm excited about, is we're getting some Flyers players coming back. Like, we're actually getting somewhat of a lineup, TJ, in Philadelphia. I'm pretty excited about that. You got Joel Farabee that came back, you know, a couple of days ago. He's been back for 4 games, and he's been looking pretty damn good. He has 4 assists in those 4 games. And, I mean, he had 1 assist, a couple of no-nothings. Then he got 3 assists on the day that Kevin Hayes came back. So Kevin Hayes come back, and Joel Farabee gets 3 assists in the game. I don't know if all y'all know about Kevin Hayes. What happened was he had had surgery earlier in the year. So he was out for an extended period of time. He got an infection during that time. And then he was out again for a very long period. Just came back. They kind of, you know, got it all under control. Now we got Kevin Hayes back. And thank God, because we pay him a lot of money. And in all honesty, he is good for that team. Just everything you hear about him is just, you know, his attitude is infectious.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping that the Flyers can play a little bit of spoiler here at the end of the year.
I'm not.
And, you know, they might move some pieces. But I don't see Farabee or Hayes being either any of those pieces. You're looking more at like, a Claude Giroux or a Martin Jones. I could totally see Martin Jones getting dealt.
Risto's on the block, too, apparently. Mm-hmm. Trying to recoup that first-round pick we ditched.
Okay, so with the rest of the injuries, Mike Smith is back hanging out with us. He likes hanging out with us.
Isn't he back on the shelf already?
That weird friend. Yeah, he got hurt in yesterday's game.
Okay.
They lost to Montreal, and he wasn't available in the postgame presser after the game, and he is currently day-to-day with an undisclosed. So not really sure when he got hurt last night, but he did finish out the game. And now he's day-to-day. Why don't we stick with the Oilers? Actually, there's quite a few Oilers things going on. Evan Bouchard left that same game with an illness, but not before he assisted on a Zach Hyman goal. So that was pretty cool. We just talked about him, and I like Evan Bouchard. The Oilers do have a bit of a front-heavy week next week, so we'll kind of have to see if he's going to be available to play. I believe they play Monday and Wednesday. So it depends on what kind of illness there is. But remember, there's also Tyson Barrie. You know what I mean? Tyson Barrie is still on the shelf, and he's already been pre-ruled out. He's already pre-ruled out for both Monday and Wednesday. So if they also don't have Evan Bouchard, that's, you know, definitely going to throw a fucking wrench in the works. those teams that they're playing aren't exactly easy teams. They're playing Calgary and Washington. So those are two high-scoring offenses. And
then Tampa.
Yeah, and then Tampa. But you're hoping for that. You're hoping for that Tampa game on Saturday, I'm pretty sure it is. You're hoping that you're going to have some of those people back. You're going to have possibly Tyson Berry back. You're going to have Evan Bouchard back. If it's just like a normal illness, he might be out a day or two. He should miss two more games. But, I mean, we'll see. All I'm saying is they have a tough road ahead of them this upcoming week. They could, at the end of the next week, be on a four-game losing streak. Like, it's very feasible. They can very feasibly lose to Calgary and then to Washington and then to Tampa Bay. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, I drank that too fast and I got water on me. Fuck. I'm all wet. All right, Anders Lee is also out. He's out for personal reasons, which, you know, didn't bother the Islanders at all yesterday as they looked really good against the St. Louis Blues. Kiefer Bellows gets bumped up into a top six role, and he didn't do jack shit with it. The Isles won nonetheless, behind some really good play by Oliver Wahlstrom, and believe it or not, he had a goal and five shots on goal in less than 9 minutes. Less than 9 minutes time on ice.
Like, you just think about what he could do if he played like an actual NHL game's worth of minutes.
It's because, okay, so he was actually a little more, you know, mentally available on the defensive end, but that's where his problems arise, and Barry Trotz don't play that shit.
Yeah.
So, like, he is a, you know, he's going to get offensive zone starts, but, like, he's not going to play a whole shit ton because Barry Trotz don't trust him. That's my guess.
I mean, those shots per 60 are tops of the league, and you would hope that they would translate with more minutes, but he gives me that. Maybe his minutes double, but he still gets five shots. I mean, five shots is great and everything, but I don't know if I see the kid going 12 shots in a game. I want to see what he could do with real minutes. And it's frustrating because he reminds me of Kasha back in the day. Gets buried, just nothing but shots. Fan of this kid. Like him.
I got to say, though, like, if Barry Trotz ain't putting you on the ice, like, there's got to be a reason.
Fair.
It ain't just because.
Yeah, it's because he gave away the puck and not because of the goal or the five shots. Like, fucking Barry Trotz. Anyway, I'm bringing him up later because I like the Islanders' schedule this week. So Wahlstrom will make an appearance.
Oh, I believe it. It's just hard to pick somebody up that's getting 8-9 minutes a game. That's where the problem arises. It would have to be really deep for me.
He gets like 19 minutes worth of stats. That's the thing. It's like he chugs it all together. So I don't mind it. If he keeps doing this stuff.
He's got to be super fresh on the ice. Let's go to Minnesota. We always like talking Minnesota. At least I know I do. Matt Zuccarello is out with an undisclosed. So he's going to be replaced by Marcus Foligno, who is super pick-upable. Like, he really is. We've shot up Marcus Foligno before. Not only are you getting the proximity pickup for Foligno with Kaprizov and a newly unslumped Ryan Hartman.
Just in time for you to have dropped him.
Yeah, but hey, I did say that, like, that didn't change my mind on Hartman. Right. So I had to call him up to my office and say, hey, man, we're going to take you down to the AHL. You need to show me something. And he did. He got 3 goals in 2 games. So good for you, Ryan Hartman. Ready to have you back on my team. He's a monster on hits at over 4 per game. And that's Marcus Foligno I'm still talking about. He's over 4 hits per game as of recently. And, like, when I say as of recently, I don't mean in, like, the past 3 games. I mean, like, in his last 10 games, he has, like, 4 hits a game. And now he's on the top line? Come on. This one seems like a slam dunk for me. Sorry, Matt Zuccarello, but Marcus Foligno is a great person to have on that top line.
Big banks.
Last up here, TJ, I have Miro Heiskanen. He's questionable for today's game, and that is against the Minnesota Wild, and he did not play. Now, the Stars still whooped up. What was it like? 6-3 or something. Dude, like that.
Jason Robertson, second hat trick in as many games. Pavelski just refuses to age. It's ridiculous. Like, he hit 35 and just started Benjamin Buttoning. It's ridiculous. Pavelski is amazing. Oh, and I mean, Klingberg had a big game. I know because I'm going up against Klingberg. But yeah, the Dallas Stars looking sharp. Shitty fucking schedule this week, though. They're one of two teams that have two games, them and San Jose. So that is no bueno as far as streaming goes. Not that those guys we're talking about are streamable, but here we are.
TJ, I ordered this pizza over 2 hours ago.
Yeah, it's not coming, dude.
It's been over 2 hours, and I'm still... If it doesn't come, I'm going to flip fucking shit.
It's not coming.
I'm going to turn into a frigging Karen around these parts.
Nick Schmaltz, man. 7 points in a game. We got a lot of people starting to talk about Nick Schmaltz again. And just the Arizona Coyotes in general. Like, you got guys... Clayton Keller had just been, like, sneaky good. Jacob Chychrun is hot again right now, just in time for the trade deadline. I mean, look at Keller. 13 points in his last 9 games. And Jacob Chychrun, he's also been running hot, too. He's got 5 in his last 4. You know, bringing him up to a 30-point pace, so nothing good if you look at the whole picture. But recently, they've been doing pretty well. And they played Ottawa, Colorado, Winnipeg, and Vegas in their last 4 games. That's where Chychrun's got 5 of his points. So I don't know if this is worth looking at. Because, I mean, Arizona, but hey, man, it's always fun to, like, root for Jacob Chychrun. What's nice is you have another week to figure it out because Arizona has a real shit schedule playing on all the heavy nights, only 3 games. So I just wanted to highlight some of these Arizona guys that we don't really get a chance to talk about that are playing really well. They're all, like, super available too. I don't know why I'm advocating for Arizona right now, but...
Well, I mean, we usually don't talk about them. Well, we usually don't because there's usually no reason to.
Yeah, I mean, you got Chychrun at 56%, Keller at 48%, and then Nick Schmaltz way down at 9%. I imagine he's going to go way the fuck up, but man, you know, it's fun to talk about these guys right now.
I just like his name, Nick Schmaltz.
I like it. Dude, I want Lawson Crouse. Like, if he gets traded somewhere, that could be fun. You know, I don't see him in the top 6 anywhere. Like, he'd be good in, I think, in Tampa. Like, he would be that perfect third line guy in Tampa, I think. So, trade deadline.
Dude, Lawson Crouse
is coming up. Yeah, I think Crouse would be like, anybody that picks up Lawson Crouse is going to, they're going to be glad they did, I think. Because I think there's a lot offensively there, and he hits like a motherfucker. He's getting 17 minutes lately. The shots aren't, you know, great at this point, but the hits, he's got 2 goals in his last 6 games. I don't know. Lawson Crouse is a TJ guy. I really like him. But the trade deadline is coming up, and there have been rumors that Philly is checking out Florida's AHL pipeline. And that got me thinking about Giroux in Florida as a 2C. And then you'd have Bennett as your 3C. Man. And also, like, just keep an eye on Noel Ashari, because he's going to hit the market soon. He's not playing anywhere right now.
I would love to get Noel Ashari.
I want to see him in Minnesota so bad. Like, he would be a perfect 1C just for shits and giggles, like Billy G style. Give me it.
So you think G is going to go for picks, or do you think you'd get a player in return?
I don't know. I feel like Florida's got...
Like, you're saying prospect pool? Go young player?
Yeah. You know, they sold Grigor, I think it was Grigorenko last year, or Denisenko, one of those guys. I'm sorry, like, I'm mixing them up right now, but they sold him last year. I was like, wow, that was kind of crazy. I think to Chicago, maybe, or maybe it was Columbus. It's real foggy at this point, but they made a move last year that I was really surprised at. They're seeing what they have in Anton Lundell. They're really happy with it. So, you know, some of these other guys could be trade chips at this point, and they still have some money. I don't know. I think Florida goes for it. I think they're looking hard at Giroux. I think Giroux is going to be, we'll see. I don't think he was in that list of teams that he really wanted to go to. I think Colorado was one of them, Minnesota and St. Louis. I don't know. It's going to be a fun trade deadline. I do think it's going to be kind of a quiet one. I don't want Giroux to go, but that's where I'm at. All right, moving into the week preview. We got a very violently normal week for fantasy hockey. Like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday are super light. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday are heavy. Those are your heavy nights. Off nights being Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Thursday, 13 games. That's the biggest night of the week. That is nuts. So what I'm thinking is, like, you know, early week streaming, loading up on offense early in the week. Saturday, Sunday, you should be pretty comfy. And then, like, Thursday too, you're not going to have bench issues. Your roster should be full. Go for goalies later in the week. I think that's something we should talk about on the weekend preview, but I think with nine teams that are rolling back-to-back Saturday, Sunday, you could pick up a backup there. And then Thursday, Friday, there's five teams. There's a lot of backups going this week. So
I have one goalie that I want to talk about.
Vladar.
Just one.
Yeah, he's going to get two games.
It is
Vladar. It's got to be Vladar. I mean,
Calgary. Way to spoil it, man. I mean, why would you spoil it like that? It seems a little unnecessary.
It just makes sense. Calgary's got two back-to-backs. They have five games.
Yeah, they got two back-to-backs. He's going to get two games. You got to go for
that one.
Fuck yeah.
You have to. So that makes a ton of sense. Vladar. I mean, let's just look at these back-to-backs. Oilers and Capitals. Which one does Vladar?
Do you think he's going to get? My thought is he's going to get the Oilers, especially because they're on the front end of the back to back, and right now they're definitely depleted. They still have that high offensive power, but Calgary can match that high offensive power.
I don't know.
That's the thing. They can match the offense, and they have a better defense and a better goalie tandem to boot.
Okay, so I got a little bit right here. I want to parry that. Battle of Alberta. You are going to have Markstrom out. I think Markstrom goes up against the Oilers. The Capitals have been having some question marks. Vanacek's been okay, but Samsonov not so much. I think they had their...
Vanacek's been great.
Yeah.
Vanacek has like a 950 or something like that in his past couple of games.
So the Capitals are going to see Calgary on Tuesday and then the Oilers on Wednesday. So they have a back-to-back of their own to figure out. So they're going to be struggling on the front half of their back-to-back with which goalie to go for. I don't know. I think Vladar gets the Capitals. Just that Battle of Alberta thing, man. Like, maybe they want to cheer on Vladar, but Markstrom just seems like that guy. The back end of the week, though, it's Detroit.
With those three teams, it's all like a big love triangle. It's all Calgary, Edmonton, Washington. They all back-to-backs to each other, against each other, but like on different days. And yeah, obviously, he's definitely going to get Detroit. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I think that makes sense. You got Colorado on Sunday. So that will be the Markstrom one. Yeah, I'm right there with you in terms of Vladar, looking at him for a full week stream if you want to get two starts. But then we got to talk about our guy. Got to talk about our guy. I figure we're jumping straight into Calgary here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're in my eyes, they're definitely the best schedule of the week just because they have the five games. Obviously they play on three heavy days, but gotta love those back-to-backs. Those bookend back-to-backs, man, I fucking love it. You got a back-to-back Monday, Tuesday, and a back-to-back Saturday, Sunday. That's points. That's points. It's time on ice. It's games played.
Well, I think it's important to bring that up is that three of their games are on these, even four, because they have that Sunday game, Sunday technically being a heavy night. Check your lineups before you just, a moth drawn to a flame when it comes to seeing these five games. Make sure you have room, because we're going to talk about Blake Coleman here. I'm sure we're going to talk about Tyler Toffoli a little bit, maybe a guy like Rasmus Anderson. Check your lineups. Make sure you have room for these guys before you burn an acquisition thinking you're getting a full week stream.
That is good advice. I'll give you that. I generally do that at the beginning of the week. I try to just go through, set my lineup and say, okay, so... I might have a left winger spot available today, but you know what? This guy on Tuesday, I'm not going to even use him. So I'm going to waste a pickup and then not even use him there. But you know what? I do have a right winger spot open. So like make sure you pick somebody up with that designation. Yeah, I do that kind of stuff all the time. That's a definitely good way to look at it. Dude, I want to focus on the second line. I love that second line. Got Andrew Mangiapane. He's definitely a little too highly owned for us. Mm-hmm. I believe he's owned in, 71% or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's somewhat available, but it's the other guys on that second line that are quite available. And I actually think right now they're better pickups. You got Michael Backlund in the center. He's only 17% owned. And then Blake Coleman. 35% owned. Backlund, he has a goal and three assists in his prior five games. It's the shots. It's always the shots. And actually, it's the shots for both of these guys. In fact, it's the shots for all of these guys, because Mangiapane is a shooter. Backlund is a shooter. Coleman is a shooter.
Toffoli.
Everybody's shooting, so they're gonna be getting goals.
What's been nice is there's a ton of points to go around lately. Like, it's an easy sell. if I wanted to right now, I could probably sell good Branson. Like, he's got 2 goals in his last 6 games. He's got 24 hits. Check him out too. Like, 5 games, you know, D spots might be easier to have a vacancy in. So like guys like good Branson who are going to get you 5 games worth of hits, that's reliable. And that's volume. That's something that we can chase when it comes to 5 games in a week. You know, you're looking at these forward guys looking for points, and you're going to be heavy on forwards on those heavy nights. So if we're talking Cats leagues here, you know, I don't mind good Branson. I'm not counting on those 2 goals in 6 games right now, but he's got those 24 hits. You could look at a guy like Zadorov. I mean, Tanev is reliable for Bangs. I kind of like Bangs when it comes to this one, which is why I think Blake Coleman is probably the number one pickup from this team.
Blake Coleman is 100% my number one pickup for the entire week, for the whole week. And I think you're holding him until Sunday. And I actually did that today. I made room for Blake Coleman in our home league so that I could have him for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
The dude has 2 goals and three assists in those same 5 games that I just talked about with Backlund. And in fact, I think he has 2 goals and 4 assists in his past 6.
He does, yeah.
He's been peppering the goal with shots, doing his regular Blake Coleman things of hitting, well, more hitting than blocking. Actually, he's hitting a little less than he usually does. He's rounding out at about 2 a game. Usually, he even has more. And usually, he even has more than the, what, probably, you know, right around 3 shots a game. And that's just Blake Coleman doing Blake Coleman things. My main bucket of cold water is the time on ice. I wish he got more of that. Usually shuffling around 14 minutes time on ice per game, give or take. I wish he got more, because then he would just get more hits and more shots and more points. Like,
yeah,
sounds like a good thing to me. And he plays defense. He should play more.
Maybe that's why his time on ice is so low, is because they've been doing so well offensively that they're not spending a ton of time on the PK defensively, you know, yada, yada. Who knows? Maybe you're resting your guys. Like Mangiapane only has 15-44. Even Johnny Gaudreau only 17-28 in his last 2 weeks. So there could be something there.
I mean, they do have a pretty deep team in general. Like Sean Monahan and Tyler Toffoli are your third line center and right winger. Like, yeah,
not bad at all. Okay, I want to talk about Columbus here, because I think, you know, by way of off nights, them and the Islanders have maybe the best schedules here. So Columbus has Toronto, the Islanders, Minnesota, and Vegas, where the New York Islanders, they see Colorado, Columbus, Winnipeg, and Anaheim Ducks. The New York Islanders have a better schedule when it comes to defensive opponents. Like Winnipeg's been letting goals in. Columbus, they can Columbus it up pretty well. Colorado is Colorado. And then Anaheim to finish out the week. I think that's more of a plum schedule when it comes to looking for offense. The problem is that it's the New York Islanders. And when you're looking for offense, that's probably the last place you want to go. So, you know, take from that what you will. Columbus, I want to talk about a couple guys that I was surprised to see how owned they were. With the beginning of the year that Oliver Bjorkstrand had, I thought there would be a little more loyalty when it came to it, but he had a hell of a cold streak. So a lot of people dropped off there. It's 46% rostered right now. He's got 7 points in his last 8, and he's got 2 off nights this week. So, you know, if you're in one half of those leagues that has him available, he's left wing and right wing, playing alongside Patrick Laine on the power play. And he's on line 2 with Voracek, who's equally hot and just about as owned. They, like, Jesus, Voracek has 9 points in his last 8 games, and Bjorkstrand has 7. They're both shooting up a storm. Bjorkstrand's hitting a lot lately, like 13 hits in 8 games. So, I don't know. I really like Bjorkstrand here. I'm hoping that he's available in your league for you to go pick up. Again, you can always go to Boone Jenner, who's been pretty solid too. 7 points of his own. Yeah, man. And he hits. He gets the face-offs. He's center and left wing. He shoots like a motherfucker.
4 fucking hits a game. And then he also shoots a ton. Like,
So it's fun. Like, I think there's some really good, intriguing options here when it comes to Columbus. The problem is that I see them going up against guys like Toronto, the Islanders, Minnesota, and Vegas. It's a tough week. I think, you know, Vegas and the New York Islanders might be on the easier end of this week relative to itself, but it's going to be a hard week for offense when it comes to Columbus. But they have been surprising me lately with how much they have been putting up. So I think there's good bets to be had here when it comes to those guys. If we're looking a little deeper, like Sean Corrali has 34 hits in his last eight games, and he's seeing decent minutes. He's got four assists to boot, but I'm not counting on that. So hits. If we're going for hits, it's Sean Corrali. If you're going for blocks, Andrew Peak does a little bit of everything, and he plays monstrous amount of minutes. He's got 25 minutes average over the last 2 weeks. Just a bunch of banks. So, like,
that is deep.
4% rostered can pick him up. But if we're looking for offense, the guys I mentioned before, Jenner, Bjorkstrand, Voracek, all around that 50% mark.
I would have been talking about Boone Jenner because he's the tits, and he's also playing with Patrick Laine, who did cool off, you know, but that's only because he was white fucking hot. He had to cool off a little bit sometime, and he did, but Boone Jenner is still super viable, still in that top line. He, you know,
Laine's back to hot.
He's on the first power play. Like, he would be my number one on that team because he's getting you everything. Points, hits, all of it.
So Zach's getting his pizza. I am going to talk about the New York Islanders while he's gone. And the guys that I'm looking at, man, like, Ryan Pulak's not a bad option right now. He's blocking a ton. He's getting a little bit of points. There's nobody that's really getting a ton of points, like, outside of Parise. JGP has been really hot. So those are two options, I think, for offense. Is Zach Parise at 3% roster. JGP is going way up because he hits, because he blocks, because he takes faceoffs, because he shoots. Problem there, center only. And my bet is on these heavy, heavy, heavy nights, like Thursday and Sunday, you're not going to be able to get a center in. But Monday and Friday, I think there's room for a center there. You could get somebody like JGP. I do think, you know, if I have to rank these guys, JGP's probably, it's between JGP and Brock Nelson at number one. But I think, like, there's a ton of options here. So those two guys, both center only, those are the guys that I'm looking at. Like, Nelson's got 25 shots in his last eight games, four goals and an assist, not doing much else or anything. But then, I don't know, there's Parise, like, who I don't buy into incredibly, but he's got 8 points in his last eight games. I do like Wahlstrom, but I just, that time on ice is disgusting. Noah Dobson is somebody I think we really need to key in on here. He's got 6 points in his last eight. He's 52% rostered, so a touch on the higher side, but he is running power play one, and he's on something of a hot streak right now. So Noah Dobson, somebody I want you guys to check out and check in on if you need D help. I like Pulak. He's getting a little bit of points, and he's blocking like a motherfucker. So, you know, you can't go wrong with any of the two kind of marquee New York Islanders defensemen. The Islanders have one back-to-back, so maybe Varlamov if he's available.
I know we've been talking about, like, week-long pickups and stuff like that, and there are teams that I like with week-long pickups. But a lot of these teams, you know, really play on those heavy days. Like, they really do. So I still always lean towards splitting things up because I like to use my acquisitions. So I have a couple that are, you know, beginning of the week pickups. I want to start with Toronto. Not only do I like the fact that they have three games in 4 days, but I like who they're playing.
Oh yeah, the whole week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, their entire week is fantastic. So just to map it out here, they're playing Columbus to start off on Monday. Then they have back-to-back where they play Seattle at home, off on Wednesday, then play Thursday at home against Arizona. Don't play again till Sunday, but they play at Buffalo. That sounds like four wins to me. It looks like the only game that they could possibly stumble with is maybe Columbus. But that's, you know, at the beginning of the week, they should be feeling good. They've been playing well lately. I like Toronto here, the schedule that they have just in general. I'm going to start off with Michael Bunting. We're just going to do our regular Michael Bunting PSA. He is at 52%, and we're finally starting to get there. Bunting is just over 50% owned, and that is still too low.
Yeah, he's got 10 points in his last seven games.
Yeah, if you don't even, it's not even if you've paid attention to us, if you've paid attention to hockey, you would know that he is fantastic. And I just want to point out that he's still available in half of leagues. So we're moving in the right direction, but we aren't there yet. He should be more owned than that. It's just a fact. So there is 48% of nerds out there. You need to get your shit together. Nick Robertson, the other Robertson, is only 2% owned. Little Nicky here was thrust onto the second line and was the benefactor of John Tavares coming out of his slump. John Tavares was in like a goalless slump like you fucking read about. And he finally scored a goal. Tavares did add an assist, I believe. Robertson also added, so not only did he have that assist, but he also added a goal of his own. And if he stays on that second line for any amount of time here, I'm interested. You know, I like that second line of Nylander and Tavares. If he's going to be out of that slump, let's do it. John Tavares.
I want to shout out my boy, Ilya Mikheyev. Left wing, right wing, line 3, power play 2. He's got 4 points in his last 7 games. A buttfuck ton of shots. You know, not when you stack it up against Marner and Matthews, but you know, he's got 19 shots in his last 7, almost 3 a game, hitting a little bit too. So I always love me some Mikheyev. And if Robertson doesn't work out, I think Mikheyev could be the guy. What's up with what's his name? Kerfoot. He's got 4 points. Anything there? Try eligible. Down on line 4 by now.
He is, and I've brought, you know, Kerfoot up before, but I want to mix things up. And Nick Robertson earned his due by making it to that second line, so we had to go elsewhere. But don't think for a second that I don't like Kerfoot, because I do.
So who else you got? Do you like Mrazek? They have one back to back this week. Any interest in that one? They're back to back early on. I think he's going to get Columbus or Seattle, so could be an early week win.
I mean, generally, they would take the early end of it. So at Columbus, but Columbus being the better team, I would want that to go to Campbell. I mean, Mrazek has burned me before. The whole thing about Mrazek is he's a roast beef sandwich waiting to happen. It's the bad goals. He lets in bad goals, like. And he also lets in the same amount of good goals that you would, like, ones that you would expect him to let in.
So it's not one or the other.
But he also lets in the really shitty ones. So I do like Mrazek just because of the fact that he's on Toronto, and Toronto very feasibly could win all 4 of these games. But I've never been a fan of Mrazek. Neither have you. And I think it's for a reason. I don't think I just haven't been a fan of him for no reason, but I'm not a fan of him because I've watched him play.
Because he played on the Flyers.
Yeah, well, I also watched him play a lot on the Flyers, and let's just say I was none too impressed. That's just a fact.
So who do you got next? Looks like the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, I like the Florida Panthers here. I do. I also like them. They also have 3 games in 4 days. It's not a mistake. I just like doing that. So they play at Buffalo, at Pittsburgh, back-to-back, Monday, Tuesday. And then they play Philadelphia at home on Thursday. So I like that, too. Honestly, I think that Florida could have 4 wins here as well. They also don't play until Sunday, where they play Los Angeles. They could easily get 4 wins out of this week. Easily. I think right off the bat, we got to start off with Mason Marchment. That is my pickup from this team. It's Mason Marchment. He's 26% owned. And I am on the Mason Marchment train. And why wouldn't you be? He has 31 points in 30 games at 3 shots on goal per game. And that's for the whole time. That's for the whole season so far. 3 shots on goal per game. And now, not only is he in the top 6, but now he is on the top line on the right side of Barkov with Verhaeghe on the other side, which is enough right there for a pickup. He lays big fucking hits and plays the entire 200 feet of the ice. As far as I'm concerned, he's like a Blake Coleman 2.0. You know what I mean?
I love this kid.
Like, I think Mason Marchment is just fan-fucking-tastic. I really do.
Send it. I'm with him. I don't mind Lindell either. He's got 4 goals in his last 2 weeks, 6 games.
No, I like Lindell, but
neither suck.
Marchment is my number 1.
I agree. Yeah, I think Marchment is the guy to pick up from here. I mean, you're getting hits, you're getting shots, you're getting points, and now you're getting deployment too. So 26%. I'm taking the over by next week.
So I know we've kind of, you know, I said I had one goalie to pick up. We've already talked about him. Obviously, that was Dan Vladar. You know who I don't want to pick up? Jonas Johansson. He fucking blows. JoJo. I miss Spencer Knight.
Oh, yeah.
I miss Spencer Knight. And I don't know if, you know, everybody knows where Spencer Knight has been, but, you know, he has been on the team. Now, it's not because he's not healthy. He and Owen Tippett were actually both loaned to the Charlotte Checkers in the AHL to make some room after, you know, the whole COVID thing with people coming back off of IR, one of which was actually Mason Marchment, you know, Patrick Hornquist, people coming back. Bob's has obviously taken the lion's share of the starts in Florida, and with Jonas Johansson as his current backup, I don't blame him because, like I said, he just flat out sucks. Like, he lets in a ton of goals. But luckily, Spencer Knight is reportedly going to be back on the big club real soon, and I, for one, can't wait.
I got nobody left, but Minnesota has four games and one off night, and I just want to throw Matthew Boldy's name out into the mix again because he's 31% rostered, and, you know, he's out there, and he's going to get some games. Sign me up.
Fucking oh. Professor Snape style, yeah,
Matt,
dude.
Matt Dumba's off IR too out there, so, you know, rising tide and all that jazz. Sign it up.
My Patronus is Matthew Boldy.
You got anything left here?
No, I think I'm good, right, man. I think I'm
that
good.
That is the week preview. If you guys got any extended questions, hit us up in 280 characters on Twitter or get into a discussion on the Discord. You guys can find us at FHF Hockey. You can find the Discord link there on the Twitter or just, you know, ask around, whatever. Love you. Bye.
Love yous.